Yeah. How you guys doing? Today on the, whatever I call this, the low production value food podcast, something like that. We're getting a lot of cars going by. And we're getting a lot of crickets chirping too. So, it's a bright sunny day outside. Well, it's a bright sunny 6 p.m. The sun is on its way down out of the sky. But, you know, this time of the year, sun will be, it'll be above the horizon until like 8:30 maybe. Today's milk of the day is a unicorn bubblegum flavored gelato. This is a very, very lovely gelato. And I ordered a large. I'm about half done. It's melting a tiny bit as I walk. But I feel like I've had enough to give it a proper evaluation. Let's see. Going by the classic scale, of course, I'd say that the milkiness of this gelato, like a 33, I'd actually go as high as 33. And the numbers don't lie. So we gotta go, we gotta follow what the science says. Okay, I think I can sit on these boulders. Yeah, I'm gonna sit on these boulders. Just a little bit. While we eat the gelato. And, this is a toasty boulder. The tastiness of the gelato. Very high. Very high tastiness score. I'm gonna have to say 96, honestly. This is just incredible stuff. Now, the creativity, which is fancy Australian talk for like how inspired is the combination. Now, I do love bubblegum stuff, but you don't often see bubblegum stuff. But I love bubblegum ice cream, bubblegum gelato. They're both great, but they're hard to come by. So I think that that deserves a fair creativity. Now, on top of a normal bubblegum flavor, they've also put sparkles in here and then called it unicorn bubblegum. So I think that that means bonus creativity points, I'm sure. That's got to be like at least plus 5 creativity points. So I think that the creativity is, I was going to say 71, but if we're applying that plus 5 modifier, then that means 76. So creativity 76. And, this is just so good. Let's see, what's next? We did milkiness, we did deliciousness, creativity, gestalt. Now, in the past, I've used gestalt to mean like a hold you back score. If a drink has a high gestalt, it might be good, but you gotta sip it. You can't drink it too much. Meanwhile, Brian tells me that gestalt is supposed to basically be like drinkability, like smoothness. Like if it has a high gestalt, then you can just chug it. And low gestalt means you're sipping it. So how much, given that gestalt is apparently supposed to mean high gestalt means you want to consume more of it more rapidly, And given the fact that I can't even get out all these sentences without constantly eating this stuff, I think Gestalt 65 sounds right. Sounds right. Now the Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist apparently means packaging. Well, the packaging is that it's in this nice little paper cup with a whole bunch of fruits all around it. I see lemon, pineapple, blackberry, cherry, banana, peach, more cherry, blackberry, oranges, some plums and strawberries, more cherries, blackberries, apricot, and a kiwi, and then we're around to the other side. Oh, did I say lemon and pineapple? I think I started, yeah, I started lemon and pineapple. So this packaging is really great. And when they serve it to you, there's like a triangle serving of like, it looks like it's a graham cracker or pizza slice, but it's actually made of more like a waffle cone type material. And then there's the little spoon and the little waffle cone triangle stuck on top of the gelato serving. So that sounds like a good Zeitgeist to me. I don't know that it's perfect, but it's certainly very good. How about 66? 66 for Zeitgeist? Now let's see, we did Zeitgeist, we did Gestalt. Oh, value. Zeitgeist, Gestalt, creativity, deliciousness, milkiness. And then the last one is value. Now I paid, I think like $5.50 for this serving. And the serving was basically the size of a baseball. So that's not bad. Additionally, the server themselves was very prompt at getting over, serving the gelato, getting it rung up, and then, you know, I put in the card, they hit the button, I took out the card, I was out of there. No fuss. So that's a pretty good value. But I mean, there's a lot of empty calories here. Let's be real about this. So am I really getting a good value? Is my money going towards keeping me properly alive? Or is it just delicious, but empty? That's the thing. I think we have to temper the value score by a nutritiousness factor. You can have the best service in the world, but if it's just service and effective candy deliverance, that's not good for you. Treats only, you know? So for that, we're gonna lose some value score. So I'm actually gonna dock it some points, and we're gonna say value of 44. There it is, folks. And again, the numbers don't lie. That's just the science of the matter. So, looks like it's been a few minutes here. I don't want to keep you. I'm not just going to ramble about nothing. Thanks for joining this inaugural episode of the podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed the crickets and birds and the occasional slow rumble of cars passing by. I'm out. I'm walking from the gelato place back to my house. So this is a little bit of an odd location in terms of a recording zone. I don't think I'm normally going to record here, but who knows? There's some other food places over there. There's a place that sells fries with a whole bunch of different types of potatoes and stuff. So maybe we'll try some different potatoes, you know. And they got hamburgers and buffalo burgers and stuff like that too. So we may have another reason to go out there. And of course the candy shop has other types of candies. So, Now it's melted enough at this point. I'm gonna have a sip. You know what? You know what? I wish I could edit my previous numbers. I know that I can't, but I wish that I could. Because I would up that milkiness score. That's what I would do, friends. I would up it. But as you know, the science is what the science is, and you can never do an experiment for the second time. That's the scientific method, so. All right. That's it for our gelato. And that's it for our episode. So, catch you all next time.